Pocket Size Pep Talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
Well, welcome to Pocket Size Pep Talks. Let's see if we can't just add a little pep to your step. Right now, we have all been placed in what I would say is a pretty high-pressure situation, to say the least. To succeed, we need to be able to control our emotions and be truly in the moment. Well, what if there was a way to maximize your performance and calm your emotions? I'm going to call this conversation playing the course, not the opponent. And let me begin by saying I'm not much of a golfer. I've just never had the time to work on my golfing skills. When business was strong, I had no time to play. And when business was not strong, why would I have been out playing golf? But I played the game, and at times fairly well, and I respect the game. But there's one interesting aspect of golf that used to puzzle me. Why do professional golfers, when they're in competitions, refuse to look at the scoreboard? They can play for 4 days, meticulously tracking every shot they take, and yet they seem totally uninterested in what their fellow competitors are up to. They do take a peek. It won't be until the final hole or two. This just isn't something you'll find with a quirky player or two. This is something almost all the great players do. Now, I played and coached a lot of basketball, and I can tell you I always had a good look at the scoreboard. And based on what I was seeing, I made certain adjustments to counteract what my opponent was doing. After all, I needed my team to be playing strategically. It was important for me to keep track of what my opponent was up to. It seems like the elite golfers go about things in a completely different manner. To be elite, they have to master the physical game of golf at a level many of us can't even comprehend. But that's only half of what it takes to be an elite golfer. They also have to master the mental side of the game. They have to quiet their emotions, focus completely, and have confidence in every swing they take. Now, does this sound like a mindset you could benefit from? Think about the times we currently face. What mindset are you in? For most, we trap ourselves into the mindset of a typical competitor. We split our time preparing for what we can and cannot control. The can control items give us confidence. These are things like staying safe, leading our families, controlling our attitude. No news of the day should interfere with these types of things, and it gives you confidence because they're 100% within your control. But here's the thing. We also unwittingly devote a great deal of time to the could not control items. See, these are things like what our neighbors might be up to, what the news of tomorrow might bring us, or changes that may or may not be coming. We may have even worried about some of the politics that might be behind some of the decisions being made. I suppose that on some level, these are all legitimate worries, but these are worries we have absolutely no control over. So how does worrying about these things that you have no control over improve your mindset or your performance? Do you see the genius behind the elite golfer's mindset now? See, control what you can control, your game, your preparation, your execution. Play the course to the best of your ability and don't be distracted by your opponent. You'll be able to quiet your emotions and you'll be able to focus completely on what step you should take to be safe and responsible. If you do that, you'll be able to perform at an absolute optimum level. What else can you hope for? You have zero control over your opponent's performance, and in this case, it's the news of the day. There's bad news and good news ahead, regardless of how obsessed you might be about it. And for the most part, there's little you can do about it. As long as you know you're doing your very best, focusing on the can-control items will empower you, and you'll feel better. See, by playing the course without obsessing about the opponent, you'll not only improve your ability to quiet your emotions, focus, and perform with confidence, but you'll also have the privilege of doing what you do best. you'll be able to confidently navigate and lead through these challenging times and ultimately demonstrate how very special you are.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at Jollis.com.